I'm Vicki Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a pioneer in the seed-saving movement who recently came to help start a seed library on Martha's Vineyard.
11 years ago, Ken Green was working as a small-town librarian in Hudson, New York. He was also a passionate seed saver, and he decided to combine his two interests by founding the country's first seed catalog held in a public library.
The idea was that people could come to the library, check out seeds just like they would check out a book, take the seeds home, grow them, eat some food from what they grew, or cut some flowers from what they grew, whatever they chose, as long as they saved some seeds from the plants that they grew to return to the library at the end of the season.
Hudson is a small, rural town. There are plenty of farmers and gardeners in the area, but for most people, seed saving was a foreign concept.
Initially, people were pretty confused. Why are there seeds in the library? And what are we supposed to do with them? And how do you save seeds? And what are we supposed to return? And how do we know what we're doing?
It became clear to Ken pretty quickly that he needed some classes and reading material to go along with the seeds themselves.
Not only had we been losing the diversity of seed varieties and losing the genetics and losing the stories of those seeds, but we had also lost seed-saving skills. And so right from the beginning, I realized that in order to have a successful seed library, I also needed to become a teacher and really share the skills and make sure that we were passing on the skills as well as the seeds.
The concept grew and over time became a successful, active program at the library. Seed libraries started springing up in other communities around the country, and Ken got so inspired that he decided to quit his job as a librarian and start seed farming full-time. Today, he runs the seed library online.
And we actually just choose one variety a year for our seed library, and we give people a really thorough education on that variety. They follow along with us from seed to seed with that variety, and that's all done through online, through email, and then the seeds are exchanged through the mail.
There are advantages and disadvantages to both the library-based and the online models. Ken came to the vineyard to help locals understand the differences between these models and pick the right fit for their community.
And that's part of what I was doing here on the island, was really trying to help the community figure out what makes the most sense based on the people who want to be involved here and what makes the most sense for the island. Some seed libraries are just seed swaps where there's a box of seeds and people drop off their leftover seeds and put something in a box, take something out of the box. And some seed libraries on the other end of the spectrum are actually having regular trainings where people learn very specific seed saving skills by plant family, and people are required to take workshops before they check out seeds. So seed libraries really can be very many things. The one thing that they all have in common is about building community and bringing people together around seeds, gardening, and food, and the stories that go with that.
The organizers of the Martha's Vineyard Seed Library say they want to base their program in a local public library and focus on only a few varieties at first. Whatever direction it takes, Ken says the Island Seed Library will play an important role in strengthening the community's food security.
We need regionally adapted varieties. And as you know, on the islands, even in a larger region, so we say the Northeast, we do have something in common. But when you get down to it, there's lots of microclimates. And we don't always have the varieties that are the best adapted to our specific bioregion and our microclimates. And so that's one aspect of food security, is making sure we have plants that do really well for us. But the seed-saving part of it is that if we're always relying on these large corporations who mostly own most of the seed resources on the planet, they're in control of our food. But if we're saving our own seeds and sharing our own seeds within our communities, it gives us an independence in our food systems that hasn't been around for 50 or more years.
In addition to Martha's Vineyard, there are several other communities in our region who have either started or are working to start local seed libraries. You can learn more about these efforts and the seed varieties the Vineyard Seed Library will be starting out with on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Next week, Elspeth will talk with the organizer of a seed library in Barnstable and learn about the specific varieties it offers. You can find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report on our website at capeandislands.org. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.